My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Off the ball, GAA.
Everyone was saying Leinster's dead, but like for a lot of ways, the GAA was almost dead. You know, that Dublin team were generational. Like, you'll never see the likes of that again.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Rachel Sheehan is here before that, though, to run us through three big things that we should be paying attention to over the next few days when it comes to the worlds of camogie and Gaelic football. But there's really only one big thing, right? This is like it's a seismic event happening in Croke Park tomorrow. Special Congress.
Yep, finally, Special Congress tomorrow, 7:30 in Croke Park. So the 150 delegates will be voting one motion, whether to give the players a choice to wear skirts or shorts. The only stipulation is that the skirts and shorts have to be the same design and of a similar colour. So we've heard from Dublin Camogie already that they're voting yes.
Why didn't they bother making a stipulation? Why didn't they just like, we're going to leave ourselves plenty of wiggle room here for whatever we want in the future. But it's like, no, all right, go on, sorry.
I think we're lucky enough to just be getting the Congress at this stage. Yeah.
Take what you're given.
Yeah. Outside a question in real quickly. Has anybody come out and said it should be skirts only? I haven't heard that. Or has anybody been brave enough to say that?
No one said that, no. So they brought that up last year at Congress. They had two votes. Right. Yeah. One was for skirts only and that was defeated. 64%, but the other option was to give players the choice. That was only defeated by 5%. So it's giving those traditionalists just a little bit of hope to cling on to when you're giving people the option.
Now, we need a two-thirds majority for this.
Need a two-thirds majority, yeah. There was a county board meeting in Cork last night and there was a unanimous yes vote. So I think that shows us the way it's going to go.
And it's a secret vote, is it?
No, it's a delegate. There'd be about 150 delegates representing
counties.
So you
have to put your name to this.
Well, so at the GAA Congress, there's like electronic voting. And sometimes they've tested the electronic voting, you know, and they'll be like, oh, everybody press yes. And it's like 92%. So there's always like the randomers who are like, I'm not doing what I'm told. I'm just going to press no. So we shall see. I don't know if they're using the electronic voting system tomorrow or if it'll be a show of hands.
I reckon it'll be a show of hands.
It should be like you walk into this pen and you stand there and you face the consequences of your action if you're voting no. Do we know any other counties yet?
No other counties. I mean, Cork voted no in the last year's Congress. So
that's
them
a
being a unanimous yes, and they hold a lot of weight because they have those extra votes because there's so many clubs in Cork.
So we'd heard Dublin had done a survey. They issued a survey and massive number of the players have been asked for their view and they'd all come back and said, give us choice. Not all, but nearly. Did something similar happen in Cork this time? Because controversially, one of the delegates offhand was like, oh, sure, yes, one of the 12-year-olds and she's happy with scores, so I voted accordingly. This not the same case. They're not polling just 12-year-olds this time.
No, not restricted to 12-year-olds. The county board sent out an email to all the clubs asking them to please get in touch with your players, whether it's through a survey, a poll or a meeting. Our club, we did a poll. So every player from underage up to senior got the chance to vote.
Any word on how the vote went?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So I think everybody's very confident that this is going to be an overwhelming landslide in favour of change, right?
I think so. I was very confident after hearing the word from the county board meeting last night.
So what will the change be? Option?
Yeah.
Option.
Yeah.
So you could have players in both on the same team?
Yeah. They do that at the moment in hockey in the UK and you'd hardly notice that.
No one notices.
No.
Like the world has managed to continue to turn on its axis because people had the choice of what to wear. It's such a weird story.
Are you anxious about the vote?
I was. When I heard the news from Cork last night, that they were voting a unanimous yes, that kind of put me at ease a small bit, because they would have been one of the more traditionalist counties. They voted no last year and they hold that extra weight with the votes. So that put me a lot more at ease last night, because I think you can get caught up in hearing everyone's opinions that SCORTS should be done away with. But when you actually have the people making those decisions, we've no control over them.
It's funny, I want to crack some joke or something, but it feels a bit more serious in that, even though it's just nonsense.
Yeah, and I'm sick of hearing my own voice talking about it at this stage, you know.
Like, get on with it.
What happens if it, in all likelihood it will, but what happens if it doesn't?
I don't think there's any way the players would play.
I think there's a strike.
Yeah.
And you'd be calling on the men to strike as well straight away and be like, this is a national crisis. And you'd be calling on, so I think AIB had issued a statement saying, come on, get your house in order here. And you'd expect all the other sponsors to be like, we're withdrawing funding until you fix this. Like, that'd be very, I mean, you just, you know, and some people just want to see the world burn. It would be interesting to see what would happen.
Yeah. Like, in that world, yeah.
Every bold journey starts with a decision to go. And if you're ready, the Defender is too. This is a vehicle built for more, whether you're heading off the grid or just getting out of town for the weekend. Defender is a true icon, reimagined for a new generation. Its rugged exterior is built from durable materials and tested in the toughest conditions. Inside, it's modern, functional, and refined, with smart storage and premium touches that keep you comfortable wherever the road leads. It's packed with tech, like 3D surround cameras, clear sight ground and rear views, driver assist features, and an intuitive infotainment system. With three models, the Defender 90, 110, and 130, there's a Defender for every kind of adventure, from city streets to remote trails. This is a vehicle that, like you, is capable of great things. Explore the full Defender lineup at LandRoverUSA.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
That's the thought it's around.
It'd be great, if you know what I mean. Sorry. it'd be great to see what would happen next. And it would be a real sort of, that would be a way of cleaning out and...
That already happened with the Munster, the provincial finals. You know, we had Cork and Waterford match postponed. That I don't know if that'll ever go ahead. And it's making headlines, obviously here everywhere, but it was on ABC News in Australia even as recently as last week. So it's catching the headlines everywhere.
Okay, so that's Thursday. There are matches to talk about.
So if the vote does go ahead, it'll go ahead pretty much immediately from Saturday. And we've got the opening round of the All-Ireland Camogie Championships on Saturday with four games. Clare and Wexford, Kilkenny travelling to Derry, Cork are starting their defence of their All-Ireland title with Limerick at home. But I think probably the best match of the weekend will be Dublin and Galway in Athenry. So Galway are coming off the back of a really disappointing performance in the league final against Cork. They lost by 11 points.
Right.
They don't have a provincial championship. They don't play in Leinster. So this is their first championship outing of the year. It's probably another segment in itself as to why they're not playing a provincial championship. And Dublin, just coming off the back of that aforementioned infamous match against Kilkenny in the Leinster semi-final.
Liz Howard was scathing of the Dubs for concentrating on the SCORTS issue as opposed to the quality of play in the aftermath of that. So they kind of have to put in a bit of a performance.
They do. And I mean, they only lost to Kilkenny by 5 points. Dublin were down to 14 players after 10 minutes on what was a hot and heavy day. So don't think that's probably a real accurate description of where they are. Aisling Maher, who would have been in the spotlight for the last couple of weeks as a GPA spokesperson, scored one for that day. So I think she'll definitely be one to watch.
Right. So it wasn't doing her any harm.
No.
Okay. So that's the Camogie this weekend. And sorry, that structure is round robin at this stage through to quarterfinals.
Yeah. Round robin, two groups, top of the two groups go into the semi-final and two and three then a playoff in quarterfinals.
Okay. So that is this weekend in terms of Camogie. And in terms of the Gaelic football, we already had Sarah Rowe on. She was desperate to be playing. Mayo might need her against Galway this weekend.
I think so. Galway will be hot favourites. I mean, Galway should be All-Ireland contenders this year, really. They beat Cork very comprehensively in the Division 2 league final last month. Mayo brought them very close last year. Galway got a last-minute goal in the Connacht final to win it, but Mayo have lost a lot of players since that time as well last year, so I think that should be a Galway win.
Okay, so you don't think Mayo are All-Ireland contenders this year, but you do think Galway are?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. And then the Munster final is also on. This is Kerry against Waterford.
Yeah, this should be a cracker. I think the Munster Championship this year has been brilliant. We've had some really close games. Kerry only beat Waterford by a point when they played them in the Championship. There was only a goal separated them in the league. Obviously, you've got Kerry coming in. They're defending Munster, All-Ireland and National League champions. And Shifra O'Shea got the Player of the Month award for April. But they also lost 12 players from their All-Ireland campaign last year. Louise Nemer-Hertig. Another their goalkeeper all-star, but Waterford have been coming for a number of years now, and you've got Lara McGregor for Waterford has scored 5 goals in this Munster Championship so far, and she scored 2 in 4 minutes against Tipperary. I think it should be a cracker.
So there's a sense that maybe that Kerry All-Ireland was the end of that team and a new one needs to emerge.
It was, and then they came out and won the league. You know, I think they answered a lot of their critics there. They did have Kaylee Cronin playing in that league final, all-star fullback who's now gone to Australia playing AFL. So this will be their first match this season without her.
Right.
That could be the difference.
Okay, so both those games are live on Sport TGCar YouTube at the weekend.
Yep.
Pick winners for us? You obviously already picked Galway.
My heart's going to say Waterford.
All right,
they're going to do it.
That would be quite the upset.
Yeah, they've just signed a new 3-year sponsorship agreement with the Waterford Farmers Council, and I think they will have, aside from footballing ability, the nicest kit on display this year. Got an image of it here. Just beautiful.
Very good.
Yeah, so that just shows real investment in Waterford ladies football, you know, 3-year sponsorship for the senior ladies and the underage teams. You know, it's only going to go one way for them, and I think it's up.
And they do obviously have a tradition, like going back 2 decades now, of All-Ireland success. So it's not like it's a county who we're saying are making a breakthrough for the first time ever. There are people in the county who know what it's like to win.
Yeah, now the last time they won the Munster final at senior grade was 2002, so
it's been a while.
Okay.
Still not as good as the Offaly kit, by the way.
We'll agree to disagree.
This Thursday night, we're wrapping up the Premier League season with a brilliant live show at the Goat Bar in Dublin. Going to be joined by Liverpool legend Steve McMahon and a couple of Irish legends as well. Glenn Whelan and Richard Dunne are going to be along. That's this Thursday night, the 22nd of May at the Goat Bar in Dublin. To get your tickets, head along to offtheball.com/events. It's all with thanks to Guinness. Never settle.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.